This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
We are joined by Tyler Yaremchuk from Oilers Nation.
Hello.
How goes, my friend?
Are you tired today?
Hungover, yeah. Tired, yeah.
Is it true that a dude paid you $50 to throw your hat?
Yeah, the guy sitting right next to me, literally, I didn't throw my hat because I never throw my hat. I like my hats. And he leaned over with $50 in his hand and was like, I will give you this if you throw that hat.
No wonder you're hungover. You spent that on beer after?
Yeah, I went and bought him a beer, and there was like 11 minutes left in the game, so I had to like slam another beer. It was gross.
You should have went and bought another hat.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so we need to know if what you're tweeting about is just you trying to spread some sort of crazy rumor, or if it's a fact that there were donairs in the t-shirt gun at the game?
Yeah, okay, so that was legit. There were actually like donairs in the t-shirt guns. They had them like wrapped up in like a plastic shell, kind of, and they were launching them. It was crazy. They had them in the launcher. Like, they were traveling so far.
Every donair I've ever ran into is surprisingly dense. That seems like a dangerous food choice.
100%. Like, and not even just the donair, like, the plastic shell around them as well. Like, someone could have lost an eye, but, I mean, that's the price you pay in playoffs.
Man, I think it's brilliant. I'm surprised that they got the green light to actually do it,
though.
Was
this a certain donair shop that sponsored it? Like, where did these come from?
They were, like, Oilers-branded donairs. Like, they had, like, a little Let's Go Oilers sticker on the foil. So, I don't even know where they got them. I'm not sure if you can get donairs at Oilers games. But now I'm wondering, where do we go next? Like, can we get green onion cakes in the launcher? What's the next move?
Yeah, like a foot long? Can you do me a favor and just make the sound that the donair t-shirt gun would have made?
So I think it would be like, poosh, and then like a...
I was thinking more of a...
More of a thud as it hits an unsuspecting child.
I don't even know if you can be mad if you get injured by a donair flying through the air.
That's a great story. Thank you for the update. That is absolutely ridiculous. And we have confirmation now that they were, in fact, shooting donairs out of t-shirt guns at the rink last night. It just feels fun to say.
Only in Edmonton.
Poor Kid Cudi, trying to be cool. Didn't work out real well for him.
Okay, the same thing happened with Luke Bryan recently on stage.
He jumped off the stage?
He slipped and fell, and then he got the people working behind the scenes to put it back on the screen to watch back on a loop so he could make fun of himself, which I think was a really smart play because it is embarrassing to fall.
So that's not really the same.
Why is that not the same?
Because Kid Cudi tried to jump off the stage.
Oh.
And then he broke his heel.
Oh, I didn't know he broke something.
Yeah, here he is talking about it.
Apparently, I broke something in my heel. This is a major setback. Don't worry. I'm going to bounce back. All right? I love y'all.
But anyway, he's saying at 26, he would have been fine with that jump, but at 40, not so much.
Imagine having a broken heel. That sounds awful.
Imagine trying to be cool in front of that many people and breaking yourself. Like,
yeah, it's always a risk.
Have you ever injured yourself in public? Because that's super embarrassing.
It is, especially when you're like, I need help. I need an ambulance. I need assistance.
I saw a lady trip over a bag of potatoes at the grocery store once.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I think she got a concussion. She was out of it for a bit.
Why were there potatoes on the ground?
It looked like somebody had maybe like moved them a little bit. And like she just missed them when she pushed her cart past it. And then her foot got caught up and just, I think her hand stayed on her cart. And just, bam, head came down, knocked herself silly. Boomo, lights out.
Imagine.
That's what I said.
What is the cause of your injury? A bag of potatoes.
Yeah. It's embarrassing, right? I ended up blowing my knee kind of twice. Once through, like, I did like 3/4 of the job and then I finished the job, but both were embarrassing. One was a dodgeball in the city finals.
Well, yeah, what do you expect? You take it quite seriously.
Mm-hmm. And then the next one was at slow pitch. Yeah, I ended up getting the game losing catch. So I caught it and I finished blowing my knee while catching it. And it took so long to get me off the field that the ump called the game because it was getting too dark to play. And we were down by like one or two runs. So game, lose, and catch. It's the only time that's ever been done, probably.
What a legacy.
Yeah. But they had to like bring a vehicle out onto the slow pitch field.
See, that is so embarrassing.
And load me up into it. Because like, it was I just had a jello knee.
It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But in that moment where you're waiting for the assistance, all your friends are standing around. They're on the phone. They're calling people to help out. It's just
lining up. Crutches.
Yeah, tail between the legs for sure. So we want to hear from you if you've ever injured yourself in public where other people, it was like a people were gathering around to see if you're okay.
I broke my wrist punching a snowman is a text we got. Must have been at the schoolyard or something. I don't know. That's a good one.
Don't be punching snowmen.
Why not?
Somebody worked hard on that.
Yeah. Have you ever injured yourself in public?
We are getting some of the funniest texts I've ever read in my life. I think we have, hands down, the funniest listeners. I can say that with confidence.
Yeah. How can you be confident, though? You don't know.
True.
Those other, like, stations and shows, they might have way funnier people.
No, I don't think so, though.
Okay.
So Rosalyn wrote in again. We're asking you about a time that you got injured in public. Split my lip open while bowling because my fingers got stuck in the ball and I went flying down the lane with this big ass ball still attached to my hand. And when I landed, my face met the lane.
Dang. Those those balls that you do put your fingers in, like for 10 pin bowling.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
Yes.
Like my one finger's all bruised up from bowling last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hardcore game.
It is. We got another text now. No name attached to this one. That's okay. It says, I played follow the leader with my kinders one day at the school playground. I went down the fireman pole and blew my knee. They had to wheel me out in a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
In front of all of the kindergarten kids.
Yeah.
That's shame. 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 Like, it sucks, right? It's embarrassing.
Whitney says, my fiance separated his heel from his foot playing slow pitch. People weren't so much gathering to see if he was okay as trying to just get away from him because it was so gnarly.
Oh, no.
That's a rough one, eh? 780-784-7107. We're asking you about times you've injured yourself in public. What do you got?
So when I was 15, I was getting my ears pierced at Claire's in West Edmonton Mall. And after, while my mom was paying, I fainted and hit a display stand. This is when butterfly clips were all the rage. So butterfly clips everywhere. Cut my face open. Then I had to go through the mall on a stretcher in an ambulance to the hospital across the street.
To the Miz.
Yeah.
At least your ears looked fly.
And we got the piercings for free. So really.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
Sure is. We've got Geneva on the phone. Texter 107, ready to win $1,000 or what?
I sure am.
Awesome. So, Geneva, this is how it's going to work. You are going to choose a teammate, either Ryder or myself. They will leave the studio. They won't hear round one, where the other host will give you five words. You have 25 seconds to tell them. The first word that comes to mind for each will invite your teammate back in. For every word that matches, it's $25 in your pocket. If all five match, we will jump it to 1,000. So, who are you going to choose as your teammate?
I think I'm going to take Ryder.
Okay. Bye, Ryder. Get out of here.
No problem.
All right. I'm going to start that 25-second timer right after I say the first word. Best of luck, Geneva.
Thank you.
What is the first word that comes to your mind when I say beauty?
Lipstick.
Smooch.
Kiss.
Peel.
Orange.
Loaf.
Bread.
Cranberry.
Sauce.
Great answers, and you have lots of time left on the timer. Sorry, it wasn't actually going to air, but I could hear it here in studio. Ryder, come back in. The timer didn't go to air. It was just through my computer, so I heard it. But Geneva crushed it. Like, got it done with, like, 6 seconds left. What are you chewing on right now?
All Dressed Crispers.
Oh, my goodness. Ryder, what is the first word that comes to mind when I say smooch?
Those crispers are good. I'm going to go with kiss.
$25, Geneva. Loaf.
Bread.
$50. What comes to mind when I say peel?
Peel.
We've got $50. Let's try to make it to 75 for Geneva this morning.
I'm going to say orange.
That's correct.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah. Were you contemplating banana?
No.
Oh.
Carrot or lemon?
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed. I'm so happy you got it done. Okay, $75. Can we get it to 100? What comes to mind when I say cranberry?
Juice?
Sauce is what Geneva said. I know. I know. We got one more word to go. You've got $75. You could be heading into work or whatever it is you're up to today, Geneva, with $100. Let's try our best. What comes to mind when I say beauty?
Pageant?
Lipstick is what Geneva said. I was thinking beast. When I wrote it, I was like, oh, this is like a given. But apparently not. I guess everyone's different, right?
Pageant was a good answer.
Pageant actually is a very good answer. Geneva, you picked up $75.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing. And when you are on the line and playing, you want to probably admit it's tough, right? With the timer and everything.
So hard.
Yeah.
So well, hard.
You did so good. Congratulations. Thanks
Thank
for playing.
Thank you. Thank you.
When was the last time you were pumped up about a roast?
Oh, I ate one last week. It was delicious.
No. Like roasting a celebrity.
Oh. You did that on purpose.
No.
I don't know. Maybe Bieber.
Felt like every, I don't know, year there was a really good roast. From like William Shatner into Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah. True. Rob Lowe was another one.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
James Franco, Bieber.
Wasn't there...
The Hoff.
Was it Pamela Anderson?
Yep.
That was another good one, too.
Joan Rivers, Donald Trump.
Yes.
Rob Lowe. Did we mention that one yet?
Yes.
And then they just kind of went away. Like, Bieber's was in 2015, which is...
Well, bullying
9 years ago.
That's mean, though. It's mean. There was a stretch of comedy where, no, you can't.
You can't what?
You can't
be mean?
Say mean things. And I feel like that type of humor is coming back.
I hope so.
In full force, actually.
The thing is, since the last big roast, in that 9 years, we've lost a bunch of absolute legends who were...
Roasted?
And great at roasting.
Yeah, that's very true.
So that kind of sucks. But Netflix just announced they've got one coming up to be released on May 5th, live at 6 p.m. our time.
Okay, that's soon.
It is what they're calling the greatest roast of all time.
Okay, there better be some... What's the gate that happened with Tom Brady?
Deflate gate.
Deflate gate. There's going to be lots of jokes about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady.
Oh, sorry, I spoiled it.
Totally.
Oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? You were hyping that thing up, and I was just like...
At 6 p.m. our time, live on Netflix on May 5th, it's...
Is there going to be Deflategate jokes about Tom Brady?
Okay, so the top 7 girl name ideas that I found on Twitter.
Okay.
That people are suggesting would make a great girl's name, inspired by something completely random.
All right, so if you're expecting, listen up, maybe grab your pen and paper. Mm-hmm.
Like number 7, Velveeta.
Okay, that's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth.
Totally smooth. At number 6, Brita Filter. Coming in at number 5, Agony.
Ooh, mm-hmm. It's kind of like Agatha.
At number 4, Sega Dreamcast.
I don't know if I like that one.
Coming in at number 3, Calamari.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
That's classy.
Number 2, this... No, I feel like it should be 1. Okay, I'm switching this up.
Okay.
On the fly.
That's okay.
Coming in at number 2 for random girl name ideas people are suggesting on Twitter, inspired by completely random things... Kitchenette.
No.
Come on. That's a great name.
That's bad. I like calamari, though.
At number 1, and they've got pretty good calamari, a little bit too salty. Girl name ideas inspired by random things. Olive Garden.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do know there are some toddlers that are named Olive. Like, that name is making a comeback.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Do any of them have the middle name Garden?
No,
beautiful,
but they
middle
should.
Name. Yeah. Hi, I'm Olive Garden.
I love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
Except
isn't it?
Except that I would always want breadsticks, so I would not name my kid that. Ryder's convinced that if he were to ever perish, that I would as well, because I wouldn't know how to feed myself with nutrients. And it's true.
The excuse you gave me as to why you didn't eat the prepped chicken I made was because the bag grossed you out.
Yeah.
It was stored in a Ziploc bag in the fridge.
It was a little wet looking. I don't know. I was just wasn't interested. So instead, I had those thin pretzels dipped in spinach dip. And that was my dinner. So we're asking you, we've talked in the past about unhinged snacks, but when we're talking about an actual meal that you create for yourself and you're alone, what is it? I mean, Jen was telling us that yesterday for lunch, she had an entire bag of all dressed crispers.
I just had a handful of those a few minutes ago. They're very good.
I love this text from Ashley. My unhinged girl dinner is making myself a box of stuffing. Like a full thing.
Yeah.
A full thing of stovetop is so funny to me.
A big plate of cheese and onions.
Now, when you say cheese and onions, do you mean slices of cheese and just raw onions, or do you melt them together? How does it work?
No, just raw onions, yellow onion, green onion. I grate some of the cheese. I slice some of the cheese because it tastes different.
Yeah, two different kinds of,
two kind of
variations. Yeah, I like that. Fancy.
It's a very single dinner since it's a plate full of onions, basically.
Yeah, no kidding. That's so good. Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Girl dinner is definitely a thing based on the text line. You said last night you just had pretzels and spinach dip for dinner, even though the fridge is full of food.
Yeah, I contemplated adding in like a pickle, maybe some glossettes.
One of the texts we got says, girl dinner, because I like eating without dirtying dishes. So it's anything that can be just like,
you just grab it,
hand fed straight from the bag or whatever. So that kind of makes sense, right?
Totally.
What do you got for us?
Unhinged girl dinner as saltine crackers, sliced cheese, and green olives melted in the microwave.
Whoa.
You don't even like olives. What are you wooing about?
Well, I would eat it. I would just pick off the olives.
So well, cheese and crackers.
You can put the olives on in the first place, Lisa.
I like that you say cheese and crackers, and Lisa's like, whoa.
Like, that sounds unreal. Do you, after school, did you ever eat Triscuits with melted cheese on top?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yes. I ate a whole box of Triscuits once, and then I pooped out a wicker basket.
Good one.
I have a theory, though. I think that women are evolving out of the kitchen because they're so exhausted from childcare and working that they're like, I don't want to cook a meal. I'm just going to eat whatever I feel like.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.